WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The cleanup continues all across Florida following the 1-2 punch that was Helene and then Milton. Two tornadoes that left many communities along the coast in tatters. The latest storm left 16 people dead and has resulted in at least 2.5 million power outages. In the Middle East, an Israeli airstrike on a central Beirut apartment building has killed 22 people. It was an attempt to take out a Hezbollah leader, says ABC's James Longman, who's there.
The issue with these assassination attempts is that they come with no warning whatsoever. And this is a really busy residential neighborhood. Plus, this is central Beirut. This is not the southern suburb of the city where so much of that Hezbollah infrastructure is located and where we usually see these strikes by Israel.
Wholesale prices were unchanged last month. Another sign inflation could be returning to something close to normal. After years of stretching American households thin during the pandemic, the Labor Department says the producer price index didn't move from August to September. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin prisons are no longer accepting donations of used books. That's because secondhand books are used to smuggle drugs behind bars. The move has its critics. A nonprofit called Wisconsin Books to Prisoners says the decision limits inmates' access to information and does nothing about other ways prisoners get a hold of drugs. More pollution from farms and livestock operations is flowing down the Mississippi River Basin than ever before. Alicia Vasto of the Iowa Environmental Council says cleanup efforts need a lot more urgency.
Without that, I think we're kind of rudderless in the ways that we're trying to address pollution in the Mississippi River and the Gulf.
Midwestern groups are pushing for a pollution quota system similar to a successful program protecting the Chesapeake Bay. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. A local security guard is out of a job after a video of him berating employees at a Madison McDonald's went viral. Adam Rivers was caught on video complaining aggressively about the service at the Park Street McDonald's and threatening to call immigration agents on them. This all happened early yesterday morning. Adam Rivers had only been working at Star Protection and Patrol for less than 3 weeks. He was not on duty at the time. Federal workplace safety officials are citing a Janesville recycling company for exposing employees to unsafe levels of lead and other toxic metals. OSHA recommended fines against Universal Recycling Technologies last year. When they came back for a recent follow-up inspection, they found the company had not made the improvements they ordered. OSHA says chronic overexposure to toxic metals can cause a number of serious health problems. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Bucks and the Lakers put on a show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, it was just a preseason game, but the Bucks and the Lakers faced off in Pfizer form. Giannis against LeBron. Giannis with 20 points in 20 minutes of playing time. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Giannis got out running. And then the starters came back in and kept playing well. You need that sometimes. And I thought that happened.
The Lakers held on to win 107-102. NFL, the Packers had to place tight end Luke Musgrave to IR due to a lingering ankle injury. The team signed Falcons tight end John Fitzpatrick off Atlanta's practice squad. College football, the Badgers play Rutgers tomorrow in New Jersey at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell says the younger players now will bode well for the future.
This is what it takes to continue to build a program. You know, it doesn't always happen. That way, guys go down and guys don't take advantage of their opportunities. So there's some really good situations for young guys. I think that'll bode really well for us in the stretch.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have one more warm, summery day before fall kicks in this weekend, and we may actually have some frost or even a freeze by early next week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s, upper 50s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind us, the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the, not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It'll be a fantastic TGIF Friday. Brady Ewing and Peter Rapine with a week in review. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Think about it. Just the other day, we learned that on January 6th, a couple years ago, Donald Trump was told that Mike Pence was in the Capitol about 40 feet from an angry mob chanting, "Hang Mike Pence." And his response was, quote, "So what? Don't boo." If Donald Trump does not care that a mob might attack his own vice president, do you think he cares about you?
Damn, Barack Obama. Good at this.
Don't boo.
Good
boo.
At this.
Don't boo.
Don't boo.
Don't boo.
Yeah. You know what? I need some more of that right into my veins. More President Obama.
Pennsylvania, we do not need 4 more years of that.
No.
We don't need 4 more years of arrogance and bumbling and bluster and division. America's ready to turn the page. We are ready for a better story, one that helps us work together instead of turning against each other. Pennsylvania, we're ready for a President Kamala Harris.
Amen. Yeah, hooray. Okay, we've been talking about this. Mainstream media, both sides do it, being scared of a second Trump presidency, right. Blah, blah, blah. I was texting with my, industry executive friend, and she said, we are scared. And it is pathetic because I said, the industry is going to help cause what they're afraid of, which would be a second Trump pregnancy.
Pregnancy? Oh, God.
I mean, he does look pregnant. No. I don't know if you've seen presidency. Wow.
But he has a beautiful body, Stephanie.
Okay, but you know, Judd Apatow has been chiming in on this. We keep talking about there are a couple of films. First of all, The Apprentice is being released.
It is, finally, yeah.
Despite efforts by Trump's lawyers to stop it. I thought this is one of the most, it's, you know, Roy Cohn is in this, you know, depiction of his mentor. And I thought it's so interesting. Tell me this doesn't tell you everything. Cohn at one point tells Trump there's no right and wrong. There's no morality. There's no truth with a capital T. It's a construct. It's a fiction. It's man-made. None of it matters except winning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's him. Like everything Barack Obama said yesterday is true. But anyway, Judd Apatow tweeted, NBC delays release of Separated. That's the child separation, the Trump child separation policy. This is unethical. This is a major issue which needs to be discussed. MSNBC and NBC people need this information to make an informed decision about who they will vote for. Judd went on to say it's a catch-and-kill situation when you buy it and won't air it until after the election. Yep. The fact that they did so many monstrous things is not a reason to delay airing it because you think it makes you look too liberal. This is what they did, and people need to see the truth before voting. Thank you, Judd. And one last one. He said, wait, I thought liberals controlled the media. I guess not. MSNBC, NBC, this is shameful. We're having an election where this is a major issue. Delaying it is unethical. This is important information. So you know how you fight back, Jody? You go to Sexy Liberal Tour, which does not both sides do your news or your comedy. And where are we going to be tomorrow night?
Here to save America. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour continues with the next stop, Kansas City. Saturday, October 12th at the Uptown Theater in Kansas City.
Bet you carried on plenty in Kansas City.
Join the queen of political talk radio, Stephanie Miller.
Hello, all my Kansas City sexy liberals.
John Fugelsang.
The big donors, they are hiding from Donald Trump like underage beauty pageant contestants backstage.
Hilarious Hal Sparks.
Thank you all for showing up live and seeing that we're not AI and just a reflection in the engine of Harris's airplane.
And comedy duo Frangela.
And y'all thought you saw some black joy before?
If you think we were excited about Obama, ooh!
Plus special panel guest, rural social media sensation Jess Piper.
VIP tickets get your meet and greet access to the stars after the show.
Don't miss Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Saturday, October 12th at the Uptown Theater in Kansas City.
We're on our way to Kansas City.
Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Yay! Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. And that's the last one on the road for me. Our finale, our big finale. We're going to blow the roof off is L.A. November 2nd. I can't say. It's a surprise. It's something Sean has done previously. But the big L.A. Sexy Liberal with Martin Sheen and Mark Hamill and Representative Adam Schiff and Glenn Kirshner. Oh, my God. Jody, Chris, Bob Seska, Carl Frisch. It's going to be the extravaganza. So get it, sexyliberal.com. You can still get the Chicago pay-per-view. That's how you give the middle finger to the both sides do it mainstream media. Available until Halloween, just this month. Yep. Get it, only $20. Larry is going to be there in L.A. Steph, the Beth and I swung by Dr. Nicole's office last year when we were in town. Yeah, get a little touch-up. Yeah. A little something, a little nip, a little tuck. While we were in town for Sexy Liberal Tour, speaking of Sexy Liberal, it's almost time for stop number 5 of the Grateful Steph Head Tour. Squee, not to be outdone by that caller that only went to 4. Yeah, what kind of slackers only go to 4 Sexy Liberals? Larry and Beth will be here in L.A. Fantastic. Karen in Chicago will be here. Hello, Karen.
I will. So I'm the slacker that's only going to 4 Sexy Liberals.
How dare you, ma'am.
Sorry, I apologize.
How dare you.
Okay, first of all, let me just say, happy National Coming Out Day.
Yes. Thank you. I'm still gay. Still gay. Hi.
Yes. Hi. And, so I just wanted to say, I don't know about you, but I was smelling cookies and freedom all last night, listening to President Obama. You know, this is the thing, and I just love it, and this is finally, Democratic leadership and the alpha liberals are out there just saying it like it is. I don't know, you know, when the media keeps saying, well, it's how are people feeling? That's the real test, right? That's the gauge. I don't know about you, but I remember specifically how it felt to not be able to go see my mom. Okay, yeah. I remember specifically how it felt to walk into a supermarket and see everybody masked up, empty shelves of toilet paper and other necessities.
Yep.
I remember how it felt watching January 6th unfold.
Yeah.
We all felt it. We all saw it. We all heard it.
By the way,
Donald Trump,
I'm wearing my Survivor Tour, a Sexy Liberal shirt, in honor of, remember, we called it the Survivor Tour because we had just survived a year of COVID. We had to do the show virtually. We cannot memory hole COVID or January 6th or anything else. Our friend Black Knight tweeted, if COVID was a hoax, why was Trump sending COVID supplies to Vladimir Putin? Republicans, I think he lied to you guys.
Yep.
I mean, I honestly don't know what it's going to take. One of the things we've been talking about, Jody, is, you know, these, what are they calling them? Like red wave polls?
Mm-hmm.
That some of these are deliberate to skew the averages toward Trump. And I'm glad our friend Molly Jong Fast said, expect Republicans to flood the averages with junky right-leaning polls. I believe, who else? Somebody wanted to hang. Hold, please. Oh, T-Pain, our other pal, said we're about to see a wave of Trump-paid polls trying to accomplish two things. One, suppress the Democratic vote. Two, create an argument for election fraud when Trump loses. Don't fall for them. Vote, vote, vote.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's what I said, is they were calling them red wave polls, or the whole polls that said, oh, it's going to be a huge red wave.
Yep.
That were wrong. Just keep your head down. Vote. I've already voted. I already did it. Been there, done that. T-Pain also says, women married to MAGA men, it's okay to vote for Harris, but tell your husband you voted for Trump. Chances are good it's not the first thing you had to fake.
True.
How about this? U.S. inflation last month reached its lowest point since February 2021, clearing the way for another Federal Reserve rate cut, adding to the stream of encouraging economic data that has emerged in the final weeks of the presidential campaign. I'm not sure what's going to matter, Jody, but... there is literally no reason on earth you would vote for Donald Trump. I love this. Is this Mika this morning? Mika's, I think she's
getting spicy.
I think she's listening to me and she's stealing my out of the gate. My opening nervous breakdown, potty mouth opening rant.
She had some words.
She was aghast watching Donald Trump. We played some of it. I don't,
it makes no sense.
Good luck to you. She said he was bashing Detroit to Detroit. I don't think he knows what he's talking about. If he did, wouldn't insult a city to the city? I would not grace that with the phrase word salad. That made no sense. I just don't understand how anybody right now could watch him talk and say, yeah, he definitely makes more sense than the alternative. I mean, watch the alternative for 2 minutes. Groceries, the stomach is speaking. Elon's rocket ship, cylinders, circles, beautiful circles. What the hell? he's getting through the moment as an aging bull artist, okay? There's always a tinge of racism in everything he says. There's no way you can watch that or any of his speeches and get anything out of it except for a hateful, racist, bigoted, tired, aging, branding, I wouldn't say genius, branding-obsessed narcissist. I love that that's what Kamala Harris has been reduced to. Just watch that thing. Watch. He's having a rally. Go there you go. Watch that. Exhibit A. Oh, by the way, CNN said the Trump declined his invitation for an October 23rd debate, so CNN will offer a town hall in Pennsylvania to Harris that night instead.
Yep.
Fox News has also offered to host an additional debate, but Trump chickened out of that, too. If she's so dumb, why are you afraid to debate her? Thank you, Amy Siskind. Sue in Michigan. Hey, Sue.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
Glad to talk to you.
Thank you.
Lovely guys.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking Marjorie Taylor Greene ran out of crazy conspiracies with the QAnons, so she had to go back to the 80s. You probably won't remember this since you're so young.
Yes,
but,
I was born in 81.
Back in the 80s, Luke and Laura were in a fight with the Considines.
Yes.
And they had a weather machine.
Yep. They did. They had a weather machine.
And that was the storyline there in the 80s.
I remember.
And, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Next thing she's probably going to come out with is that she has a brain tumor. That's why she's coming, you know, or that her sister or her evil sister had her trapped in the basement. She's going to come out and
her
say that,
twin.
You know, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Right. It's like when Trump watches a movie like Sicario and then he does the whole, you're like, wait a minute, that's a movie. That didn't happen. Okay. Oh, because I know you think you watch Marjorie Taylor Greene talking, you're like, who believes that? These people.
Yes, they do.
Jason Selving, our friend from Good Liars. Yeah.
What do you think happened with the hurricanes?
I think there was an upcoming storm, and then I think government set in with whatever it is that they do. I don't know all the specifics about it. I'm not an expert in cloud seeding or whatever it is that they use to magnify the storm to a higher degree to disturb a land that may be wanted for lithium. That Harris's husband is partaking in, or
so they made the storm stronger.
Something. Jew husband lithium. Did she say lithium?
Like for batteries, like lithium.
Kamala Harris's Jew husband threw batteries into the
no
clouds.
Like he's invested in lithium mining. Maybe?
Oh, okay.
I think
so. It would hit the.
This one.
You think that Milton, they're making it stronger?
From a 2 to immediately to 5, like instantaneously.
You're implying that the government made a hurricane stronger to hurt its own country, the United States of America?
Correct.
I feel for her.
And what would be the gain of that?
When, if like, there's been people out there, if they have an Alexa, I don't know if you've heard that, and they've asked, what caused Milton? Okay. You can go on there now. It's already predicted the number of deaths and the amount of deaths. It's already predicted it. You, on a Google, it won't do that. If you ask it about Helene, it'll tell you the government actively used seed clouding. This is before Helene even happened.
Seed clouding, which is like cloud seeding, but Google covers it, but not Alexa?
I don't understand any of this.
Oh, dear.
Why would a country want to have a hurricane and be strong and hit its own country?
Because they want to control certain places. And if you're looking at where the hurricane's going, it's a lot of red states. If you're looking at the counties in North Carolina that were hit, there were all of them, 26 out of 28 of those counties were for Trump. They're doing whatever they can because they can't rig the election.
Even control the weather?
Yes.
Okay. I feel for her. She's not well.
We may very well be screwed, Sean, and I apologize. Behalf of us olds. Wow. Okay. I was saying we have really bad aim because we hit Asheville, which is the most liberal city in the whole South. But okay. All right. I need to digest that for a minute. 20 minutes after the hour. Portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by CB Distillery. You see how that seamlessly connects, Sean? Because we might need a little bit of calm, a little bit chill in the next 3 weeks, you think? Sean's an aficionado, aren't you? Are you a tincture guy or a gummy guy?
Gummy.
Yeah. Me too. I have some gummies
I'm
for you.
I'm a gummy guy.
Oh, I know. Me too. They're fun, right? They're like sprinkles on ice cream. Okay. But I like the relief stick because it helps my back after I overdo on my bicycle. CB Distillery, it is the source we trust. Pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. Whether it's sleep, just general calm, pain, you name it, man. Sean, look at how chill he is. Look at him. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did. CB Distillery. It's the source we trust. 20% discount right now to get you started. That's cbdistillery.com. Type in the code Stephanie for 20% off. cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie.
Red, white, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom from Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom from Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Text liberal to 511-511. Text liberal to 511-511. Or go to ffrf.org/vote. To join the fight. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Saturday night, October 26th, starting at 8:30. Live music with Honey Shot. Win $400 with the Lazy Oaf Costume Contest. Must be present to win. Plus $4 cherry bombs, $2.75 cans of Bud Light and Miller Lite, and $2 off Tito's Double Mixers. It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison, North Stoughton Road. For details, follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go yeah, vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. It's a sexy liberal tour in a phone company, right? Mm-hmm. They have donated, I mean, not 11 billion, but like millions to progressive nonprofits. They're America's only progressive phone company. And you get to vote, right, on what you give mm-hmm. to, Jody. Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, Planned Parenthood, mm-hmm. on and on and on. When you join Credo Mobile, you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. I mean, what are you doing? How are you living, boo? What's happening in October? If you use the promo code VOTE50, Credo will donate $50 to Vote.org, who has helped register millions of voters, and you'll get $250 off any new smartphone. So easy to switch. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Boom. Go to CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com. John Fugel sang My Personal Comedy Jesus. Coming up in a minute, Terrence in Mississippi. Hi, Terrence.
Hey, good morning, Miss Miller.
Thank you.
I remember yesterday you played the soundbite of the man in North Carolina that would take the resources from FEMA, and I heard that soundbite on other places too yesterday. Yeah. And it's just
because Trump, he believed Trump that FEMA would seize your house, the government would seize your house if you took help, and it's just despicable.
It's really sad and both infuriating at the same time, because the Republican Party has contempt for their own voters.
Yep.
If they want these people to not accept the help, what is their plan to help these people?
Thank you.
These people lost jobs, houses. Yeah.
As Joy Reid said, they're voting. Some people are voting themselves to death.
Yes.
Whether it's guns or this poor guy, right? I mean, I believed like something Trump said rather than the people that are at his door saying we want to help. Yeah, we want to help. Oh, Noel Kastler, who will join me on Tuesday when I'm back from Kansas City, said, if Trump has such great genes, why did he make his daughter get plastic surgery beginning in her teens? Why are Eric's gums like that? Why doesn't Don Jr. have a chin or a brain? Trump doesn't even have lips. His skin looks like someone tried to make a drum out of a catfish skin and left it in the sun too long before swatting the flies, but leaving their carcasses stuck to the surface. It's like hell itself was encased in amber. Vote blue. That is as good a pitch as I've heard lately. Mm-hmm. Mike in Kansas coming tomorrow night. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
I just want to let you know we got our tickets months ago, but I just bought my last minute meet and grope tickets, and we're excited to meet y'all.
Oh, I got a big hug.
And I'm
for
just
you.
Wondering if you're going to get the Midwest Badge of Honor last night, which consists of the Westboro Baptist Church coming out and just letting us know how much they love us.
Well, they've picketed John Fugelsang before, and they and Fred Phelps has hung up on me, so there's always hope. Well, he's left us, hasn't he?
Yes.
Some of this crazy family. If you're listening, please come. We would love it. Okay, John Fugelsang next.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman. You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
The years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike. Block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
In 1987, some inner-city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Ms. Brown, you can't do everything. I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's.
Can I have a drumstick?
The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going, son?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
hope he changed the guy. So I understand people feeling frustrated and feeling we can do better. What I cannot understand is why anybody would think that Donald Trump will shake things up in a way that is good for you, Pennsylvania. I don't understand that. Because there is absolutely no evidence that this man thinks about anybody but himself.
You know, there's things that I got back and forth, Jody, between happy clappy and, you know, severe gastrointestinal distress.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren Windsor, our friend, tweets, Trump ally Roger Stone says 1 million voters are being purged from the rolls in Florida, and that program is being carried out in North Carolina, Nevada, and Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pray to, you know, my personal comedy Jesus and also Mark Elias that... But please check and recheck whether you are registered. Make sure everyone you know is registered. You may think you are, but you've been knocked off the rolls. And Joe from Jurors, our pal, just said how sad it must be believing that doctors, scientists, scholars, historians, economists, and journalists are all lying to you, but a criminal con man, business cheat, reality TV game show host with a lifelong history of blatant, unapologetic, nonstop lying is telling you the truth. Just that... crazy MAGA lady we just played.
Yeah.
I have to hope there are a lot more of us than them. But did I mention that you should vote and then also make sure everyone knows voting, make sure you're registered, vote as soon as you can? Okay, bring me my personal comedy Jesus, please. John Fugel saying, we only have you for a short time because you are on your way to Kansas City.
I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. Last time I played in Kansas City, Steffi, I was doing a show at the Lighthouse with Margaret Cho and Shelley Wright, the LGBT Center, and we were picketed by Westboro Baptist Church.
I just said that to a caller, and I've been hung up on by Fred Phelps. So I think between you and me, there's a good chance some crazy Phelps family members are going to show up.
Really? It's better than winning a daytime Emmy, people. You want to have Westboro. Imagine being that moral. Imagine doing that many things right in life.
Right.
That Westboro, it's like Donald Trump attacking you in a speech. You've done that well in life. That evil wants to take you out. So I can't wait to see you guys in KC tomorrow night. It's going to be a blast, especially since our president can control hurricanes now.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, listen, I have to say, so many people, are you on Threads or Twitter? I don't know where this
is. I'm on both of those.
Oh, you are? Okay. Because so many people after you were on last week asked me, can you send me that? Can you post that list that John Fugelsang posted about wars? And you did a whole great long thread. I urge people to go, because I always retweet you and like and all that stuff. But you just said, since our right-wing MAGA friends are pushing this no wars under Trump business, let's briefly cover this propaganda that Trump was, quote-unquote, the peace president. And it's a whole long thread. You got to read it.
It's a long thread.
But you just said, once in office, Trump massively increased the U.S. defense budget, quickly escalated our existing wars in multiple theaters, which led to skyrocketing casualties, sent more troops to Afghanistan, ordered missile strikes on Syria in 2017 and 2018, abandoned our Kurdish allies to slaughter in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. Increased the airstrikes, leading to a 330% increase in civilian deaths. He bragged about dropping the mother of all bombs, the largest non-nuclear bomb in the U.S. on Afghanistan 2017. And your threat is
miles long.
So go.
Yeah, yes. We have to remember more American troops died in Afghanistan under Trump than under Joe Biden. You might not know that if you listen to a lot of right-wing news because of the people that were killed in our withdrawal, which was set by Donald Trump. Trump and Pompeo are the ones who freed 5,000 Taliban from jail. And we can repeat this facts all we want. It's not going to help the people who want to be lied to. I'm not really surprised when I hear Barack Obama talk. These people know that Donald Trump's lying to them. They know that Joe Biden's not controlling hurricanes. They know all of this. They don't care. He hates who they hate. And he validates the worst, crappiest things about their character. And that's the strongest drug we have ever seen in politics. They don't care that he sent Vladimir Putin COVID testing machines while Americans were dying. Because they don't love Americans. They love Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's so interesting. George Conway said, but political lies are the campaign now. Republicans no longer use lies as a defensive tool to escape political jams. Spewing falsehoods is now an offensive tactic they all learned from Trump, what Steve Bannon calls flooding the zone with... Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a bug anymore. It's a feature. It's a lie, right?
Clarence Thomas has showed there's zero accountability. And it used to be a time when Republicans would feel shame and resign or apologize. Those days are gone. They have their own right-wing media ecosystem now. So chances are the average Fox viewer has no idea that Donald Trump is lying about the hurricane, has no idea that Donald Trump was lying about Haitians eating pets, has no idea that Trump sent COVID testing machines to the Russian president while America... They don't know. If Nixon had had Fox News, Barry Goldwater would never have been able to talk him into leaving because they could just stay there forever.
Yeah, yeah, that right-wing radio and Fox News, everybody said
but
that.
But can I just say in fairness, a lot of liberals don't get it, because if you're in a boat and the boat's electric and the battery gets out and there's also a shark, you're dead, either from the battery or the shark. You're much safer if your boat burns diesel and you're poisoning the ocean with a fuel leak. Because polluting the ocean with fossil fuels is our best chance against sharks, you idiot. My God, people.
You know, John, you say this all the time. I mean, I don't know what you want to call it on November 5th. It's going to be a moral test. It's going to be an IQ test. But Richard Signorelli said, this presidential election, not a political decision. It's about right versus wrong, which you talk about all the time. Rule of law versus criminality, sanity versus lunacy, truth versus lies, democracy versus fascism, competence versus incompetence, public service versus self-interest, loyalty to the U.S. versus loyalty to Russia, knowledge versus ignorance, respect versus hate. I mean, it is terrifying that it's a cliffhanger. We're going to find out which country we are, right? And
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But listen, I have to believe that Ethel Kennedy is going to have a better November than Donald Trump. Okay? Let's all hope together that Ethel has a better time in November than Trump does and enjoys her month
more than Trump does. I talked about this in my opening segment, that I got to go stay at the Kennedy compound and hang out with Ethel, which was, you know, one of the highlights of my life because of Bobby, because he invited me. He wasn't there, but I mean, she was the most gracious, classy, amazing woman. And everything that every Kennedy family member has said is true, that what Bobby's doing stands against everything their entire family, including Ethel, has stood for and worked for their entire lives.
I mean, Bobby Sr. could have just fought for wealthy people, you know?
Yeah.
He could have just cared about his own class and not been a class traitor. Bobby Sr. could have just protected the aristocrat class that he was a part of. But instead, he discovered the two Americas more than his brother Jack ever did.
Yeah.
And when you look at what his son is doing, embracing this aristocrat oligarch.
Yeah.
Bobby Jr. never cared about climate change. He never cared about anything but his own power and advancement.
Yeah, I talked about it the last hour, John, but it was the most incredible experience of my life. You know, I think we were doing Sexy Liberal up that way, and I was on a vacation, but I mean, all the houses are still there. I got to walk through Jack and Jackie's house. All the original pictures are still in there, and my dad and now my mom are buried right near the Eternal Flame and Bobby Kennedy and now Ethel Kennedy. So this election is so personal to so many of us in so many ways. I mean, you have this amazing book, which nobody can wait for to come out. You know, separation.
I know.
It's your life's work. Separation of church
and
hate.
It's on Amazon now. It says August of 2025. So that's my project 2025. But yes, it's coming.
Separation of church and hate. But you know, John, again, it feels personal to you in that way. Your family was clergy, and you've been talking about these issues forever. And here we are. Are we going to pass this moral test November 5th?
Yeah, and I don't know the answer to that. I mean, what I do know is this, okay? Whatever we're fighting for on November 4th is exactly what we'll be fighting for on November 6th. So even if America does this, even if we realize that we are in this country and that we are on the decline, we still have a responsibility to be the good guys. So when Donald Trump, when and if, and I don't think he's going to win, I think she's going to win, but if somehow he does become president, we're still going to be fighting for women's rights and for children and for poor people and for immigrants and for labor. We're still going to be fighting for minorities, LGBTQ people. We're still going to be fighting for the air and the water and the environment.
Yeah.
We're still going to be fighting to make billionaires pay a fair share of the taxes. And the thing that is important to remember is a second term would be the worst thing that would ever happen to Donald Trump. It would keep him out of jail, but there's no way that he could succeed. And the worst thing that could happen to his supporters is seeing, as they saw under Bush, that they were lied to every step of the way and they didn't care because they enjoyed the lies.
Yeah.
None of these people will admit that they supported Bush twice now. They all deny they were all for the Iraq war and hated us. But I'm telling you, Steffi, in 10 years, they'll all deny they ever went for man, baby.
I know. Yeah, we'll find out, I guess, if they hate us more than they love, you know, their own families and their own country. But, John, go! I don't want to make you wait for Kansas City. SexyLiberal.com. Get those last tickets. Glenn Kirshner and Jess Piper, the fantastic activists, will join us tomorrow night at Sexy Liberal. I love you, John. I'll see you there.
Hey, I want to remind everybody, Columbus Day is when the people who think immigrants are thieves, rapists, and murderers get to celebrate an immigrant who thieved, raped, and murdered. Enjoy it, everybody. We'll see you in KC tomorrow. Peace.
Right, thank you. Oh, give me 18, by the way. Melania doesn't do as good a Melania impression as you do, Jody. Because we were joking about when... Look, because she is for a woman's, you know...
Individual freedom.
It's liberty, right?
Individual liberty.
Right, a woman's individual liberty, Sean. It's funny because
he's... I hadn't heard the impression.
I made Sean laugh. She wouldn't stop with this yesterday.
Come on, it's fun. It's fun that his entire campaign is throwing out every immigrant, even legal ones, and his wife sounds like, you know.
Individual freedom.
Right. Vodka from Taxi. But she does believe a woman deserves
individual liberty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, do it right, Melania. It's funnier when you say liberty.
Individual liberty.
See, look, the love for Jody. I already says I love Jody Hamilton with all my heart. Hashtag individual liberty is killing me. It's killing people.
I don't want to kill people.
Killing people. Okay. Let's go to... Oh, Donna, the official travel agent of the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello.
Hello. Are you getting excited for your last travel?
Oh, so excited. Love traveling so much. Love being on the road.
Yes. And by the way, no hurricanes in your the state you're going to this weekend.
Oh, thank God.
So obviously they didn't find you or whatever.
Thank God.
But
okay.
I want to wish you guys a happy, good tour this weekend.
Thank you.
I know everything will go smoothly. And I also want to let you guys know that I'm going to be in L.A. with you. So
fantastic.
I know. Right? Well,
it's getting
everything or not?
It's so exciting. We have Mark Hamill and Martin Sheen and Adam Schiff and Glenn Kirshner and a cast of thousands, Donna. It's going to be so exciting. We're still working on other exciting
right.
surprises.
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
Oh, but is there a hotel? Is there a hotel?
Yes, the Styles Hotel, it's on the website, sexyliberal.com,
okay.
So you can still get rooms. I just checked the other day, and it's
okay, good. November 2nd, the big finale for this year at the pre-election extravaganza. Thank you, honey. We'll see you here.
All right.
See you soon. There she goes.
Yay.
Okay. Oh, should we say? We got the nicest
we did get
possible
a very nice turn
down. No from Governor Newsom. But it was a maybe. It's a no
it
with
was a maybe.
Yeah.
It was a possibility.
Well, we know. I worked with Governor Newsom at Current TV, and I had a feeling he's like one of our best surrogates, so he's likely to be in Nevada, Arizona campaigning for. But they were very, very kind.
They were
and,
very nice.
Said if anything changes, and he would really love to be there, and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, we have other surprises we're working on. Just gigabyte. Oh, by the way, so we're Jess Piper tomorrow night, executive director of Blue, Missouri. She lives on a farm. She has five kids. She lives on a farm right at the border, right before Iowa. Yesterday, I was the Stephanie Miller Show would like to apologize. I was incorrect. John Tester, who is a real farmer. Mm-hmm. I was just saying our candidates are real. He's a real farmer. He's not a fake farmer like Devin Nunes or those other. Oh, did you see the Republican candidate that has a fake family?
Yes.
He borrowed a friend's
family.
Wife and kids to do a campaign thing.
He's single.
He doesn't actually have, that's not his wife and kids.
No.
Yeah. Okay. John Tester, fantastic. If you can help John Tester, do it. We need to keep that seat. However, Sean, Black Betty has the fun facts. John Tester lost three fingers in a meat grinder when he was a kid. I know, eek. I grew up on a farm in Montana. When you butcher your own meat, it's another hazard of that lifestyle. If you need an official Stephanie Miller Show former farm kid from Montana, I'm available. Betty, you are so named. Okay, I did not know. I just was saying you're not a real farmer unless you've lost a finger in a thresher.
Right.
I did not realize. Yeah, I have a friend that used to work in their family's deli, and that seems like
that's just dangerous work too.
Finger losing accident waiting to happen, right? Those machines.
Dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay, my point of all that was please vote for John Tester.
That was the point.
Yes. For God's sakes, he's lost three fingers in a meat grinder, people. Okay, 49 minutes after the hour. Moments from Frangela. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. It's going to be hot. Again, we're still in hot season. In Kansas City, going to be out in high 80s tomorrow. I'm telling you, my Cozy Earth pajamas, so cozy, so temperature regulating, so soft. I have a style for every city we've been in. Short sleeve, long pants, the short pants, you know, short shorts. Cozy Earth, the bamboo sheet set made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. Incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. And they get softer with every wash. I thought that was my imagination. No. The stretch knit design jammies, they drape beautifully. Don't you like clothes that drape?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially if they drape beautifully.
Right. It sleeps cooler than cotton, keeping you just the right temperature all night long. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Make your home a sanctuary. Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. The code is Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, don't forget, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
She's your human antidepressant. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why SimpliSafe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning SimpliSafe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive LiveGuard technology, SimpliSafe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. One more time, SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source I trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started right now. Visit CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. That's CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CBDistillery.com.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health insurance premiums have gone up under Obamacare since 2010, but what about claims they've doubled? Here's Tricia Young.
In September, Robert Kennedy Jr. made the claim that Obamacare caused insurance premiums to go up 100%. But average annual health insurance premiums have increased by only 67% to 75% since Obamacare became law in 2010. Premium increases were actually higher before Obamacare, with rates rising over 130% for single and family coverage between 1999 and 2010. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Candlelight hikes return to Wisconsin State Parks for 4 weeks starting this weekend. Most events include pumpkin carving, campfires, and more. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. People in Madison wanting to help people affected by Hurricane Milton are getting some advice. Charities say they prefer cash over food or clothes. That's because nobody knows exactly what will be needed for some time. Only send those sorts of in-kind donations when they're requested specifically. Local branches of the United Way and the Red Cross are working directly in Milton's wake. You can also donate at civicmedia.us/help. It's 18 years in prison for a Fitchburg man and a shooting death last year outside the Badger Tavern on Madison Seminole Highway. Caleb DiMaggio pleaded guilty to second-degree homicide in a plea deal in August. This way, prosecutors get a conviction and DiMaggio avoids life in prison. DiMaggio admits he shot Jason Pritchard last year after Pritchard approached DiMaggio's dog. Witnesses told police DiMaggio was acting erratically earlier that night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tome Olson, and this is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have one more warm, summery day before fall kicks in this weekend, and we may actually have some frost or even a freeze by early next week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s, upper 50s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, a whole new John and Gordy show filled with optimism and positive thinking.
Bright, shiny faces.
Yeah, right.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Yes.
She's okay. One of my favorites.
I know, because it's... Yay, D-joke. Okay. She look at me like that. Does not matter how much disappointment you look at me with, I am never, ever changing Jody Hamilton. Okay.
Too late.
Hillary Clinton, who's been right about everything.
Are you upset about that?
Did I mention?
You'd be upset for
that. I will die mad about 2016. Yes.
First I'm hearing of it.
She retweeted the headline, Milley acted to prevent Trump from misusing nuclear weapons war with China, according to a new book. Mm-hmm. And Hillary Clinton just said, we cannot go back to this. For the love of God, listen to her. Jody, who said, no, Chris isn't here. It's your job to be wrong. Electing her and defeating him is the only way to release us from the political nightmare in which we are trapped and bring us to the next phase of the American experiment. His power depends on lowering the country into a feverish state of fear and rage where Americans turn on one another.
Jabberjaw.
No. Oh, but a bad guess. Thank you very much. In the vein of Chris the Boy. No, that is the Atlantic endorsing Kamala Harris.
Uh-oh.
Who said in this election a broad coalition, a coalition unlike anything we've ever seen, certainly in modern American history, has come together to defeat Trump. This is a coalition that may disagree on some things, but we're bound together as we work to elect Kamala Harris. We are bound together. Who said that? No, you're wrong. Whatever you're thinking, it's Liz Cheney. You understand we're going to wake up between Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney, right, Sean? When we win this election, we get our country back, and then we're going to be like, oh, my God, what did I do? Fridays with Frangela next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Recombobulation Area's Dan Schaefer will be joining us to talk all things news. We wrap up the hour with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the civic media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice, and for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local civic media radio station and the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.